This is Capital Insider, an insider's guide to Oklahoma politics and policy. I'm Dick Pryor with eCapital News Director Sean Ashley. Sean, Governor Fallon has put everyone in the state on notice. She plans to call a special session of the legislature beginning September 25th to address the budget. So lawmakers now are on the clock to get a plan together by then.
I think she's really had them on the clock since August when the Supreme Court ruled that the tobacco cessation fee was unconstitutional, which created the $215 million hole. Fallon has met with both Republican leaders and Democratic leaders trying to get them to move forward on putting together a plan. But I think you're right. The clock is really ticking now before they return to the Capitol to reconvene sometime September 25th.
Speaker of the House Charles McCall says his priority is to pass an increase in the cigarette tax, and he's calling on Democrats to support it. Will they, without strings attached, and will the House Republican caucus go along?
That is probably the $215 million question. House Democrats in particular have been explicit in saying that they also want to see changes made in the gross production tax to see it increase, as well as consideration of changes in the income tax rate for upper income earners. Republicans, however, have been vehemently opposed to that. Speaker McCall said this past week that he does not want to see a $1 billion tax increase passed on Oklahoma residents. So it seems like his cigarette tax proposal will be the one to move forward, but who knows who is going to support it.
Speaker McCall says if they can't pass the cigarette tax increase, they will send it to a vote of the people, but that will not fix this year's budget hole. So will it mean more cuts? We're hearing 3-4%.
If they can't raise additional revenue that would be collected during the current fiscal year, which ends June 30th of 2018, they're going to have to reduce those budgets. House staff has asked for various numbers from state agencies, Senate staff has asked, and the Office of Management and Enterprise Services has also asked. I've heard that some agencies have even been asked, how much money could you do without? What could you donate to help rebalance this budget?
The Oklahoma Supreme Court gave legislators an opening to fix these systemic and persistent revenue shortfalls by finding that removing tax exemptions is not a tax increase that requires a supermajority vote. How likely is it legislators will do that during this special session?
It seems that that's not very likely to happen. Governor Fallon proposed a number of tax exemption eliminations in her executive budget for the current fiscal year when it was introduced back in February, but those were mainly pushed aside. It seems for the most part that legislators are not interested in doing that, particularly moving into the next year, which is an election year.
The special session has to last at least 5 days at a cost of $30,000 per day, but it could take longer.
Exactly. As a result of the Supreme Court decision, it has been made very clear to the state legislature that you cannot pass a revenue-raising measure in the last 5 days of the legislative session. So they'll have to meet at least 5 days after they pass the last revenue-raising measure, if they pass one, such as the cigarette tax.
So it could take 10 days or even longer.
It could take 10 days. It could take longer if a revenue-raising measure is pushed off later into the special session.
A glimmer of good news in all of this. Treasurer Ken Miller has reported revenue collections are higher this year than in the previous 12 months, with the energy sector being the primary driver.
That's exactly right. For the past 12 months, they've seen nearly $80 million of growth in revenue collections, a big chunk of which came in the month of August alone, and part of that was the result of some of the revenue increasing measures that were approved during the last legislative session.
It's really getting interesting at the state capitol.
It's going to be a fun month of September and into October, most likely.
Thanks, Sean. That's Capital Insider. Catch us on KGOU.org and get the Capital Insider podcast on iTunes. Email your questions to news@KGOU.org or contact us on Twitter @KGOU News. Until next time, with Sean Ashley, I'm Dick Pryor.